In general, I think it's just better the video. Without the video, it takes up less space and it's less prone to problems. That's what I heard.
Okay.
So we were talking here in the middle about the difference between Ramach Ivarim and Shasa Yomim. So I think that the point is when you have something that is days, like the sun is something that has in itself, the days are sequential, they don't work in tandem, they form basically just a number, 365 days. There are differences in the season, but they don't add up to anything more than individual days. They add up to one day spring, one day summer, one day fall, one day this. There's nothing that comes out of the whole that's bigger than any one. A year is simply 365. It's like saying a dollar is 100 pennies. That's all. It's not a greater entity than it. On the other hand, the Ivarim of a person add up to an entity that is greater than any one Aver, and it creates something totally different. A person. That's very much the difference between the world of Teva and the world of Ruchnius. The world of Teva doesn't add up to anything greater than the sum of its parts, whereas the world of Ruchnius does add up, and it becomes something much greater than the pieces. Our entire Metzius is built around Ruchniistic entities, and our entire Metzius is built of pieces that, when they're mitzarev together, they become greater than any particular nekuda. That's the maila of Ruchni world of Gas, one of the milas. Okay. וכבר אמרנו שכאילו שתיים השמש ועודם הם ביועסה אלים בעולם הזה והם בלבד עכשיו מלוך מוישם בעולם השמש ומוישם מלך בשם הסדר שהשתנה. So, and part of nature is the sort of immutability of it. So the meila, the olam ateva, doesn't allow for changes in the direction. Kamoisha in Yinamelach. Varam Gamke Melach. Amashem Sa'am. Kachar Amashem Tzias. I want to add another Nakuda here that I think is true when we talk about. It says the Teva is not Mishtan and so on. Let's first of all take a look at every person. An adult has certain basic behaviors that he assumes to be right, and doesn't trespass, doesn't do wrong, doesn't go over it. A teenager can do crazy things that he shouldn't do. On the other hand, he can change positively in ways that a grown-up doesn't. So it is part of the teenager's I call it ruchnius, I guess, in the sense that he can change. The flip side is there are no guarantees as to a stable basic behavior. It's one of the criticisms of Klal Yisrael, that Umas HaOlam have a tendency of a certain stable niceness that society, civilization breeds, and that's nice and it's good. But and Klal Yisrael a lot of times is a little bit lacking sometimes in that, and it's one of the frictions. But Klal Yisrael can move in ways that Umas HaOlam can't, and the lack of a basic default setting of normal, common, whatever you want to call it, is a lot of times the result of an ability to make profound changes. So he says, Omnam, Ashu Oydeis Elyon Ashaboy Melochim Im Loichu, Yat Torah, She Oydeis Elyon Boylam, Obo Melochim Im Loichu, Olafikor Hatorim Sechazeshem Im Loch. The Torah includes both. Asher ha'echod in yoni bilti yitziv naseda b'madregas lo yisaseh. So Torah itself, it has incorporated a feature of mitzvahs that are to keep a person the way he ought to be. Vasheni in ashlemus. Shumasham tzitzaseh. So despite the fact that many lo yisaseh relate to elements that are not part of the physical normalcy, not eating treif, not being well arayas, and so on and so forth, lav dafka, that's not natural, normal. But in as much as its tachlis is to retain a certain level rather than to make changes, it more closely fits what we would call teva. So it's a teva ruchnius, but it aims at keeping things the way they are. The fikar turns us from Elohim, echad inyone bilti tziv nasei di madregas lo yisasei, vasheni inyon ha-shleimus shu mashan mitzis yisasei. The second one is the shleimus that's mashan mitzis yisasei. Kidova ze roi le toyer shiba mitzis lo yisasei. Asha shemre sa seida shlo yiva achoik. Kima yishro le melok shu shema am shlo yitzim in a seida. Vigam yesh bo mitzis esei ha-mashlim yisa om. Kima melok shu ha-shlam yisa om. The Eilush Neidvar Misyachsim Elachayme Vatsura. Vadurim Brurim Kashemis Lemisha Mavin, Rahmo Kamakal Firse. Klaladov, Kashemis Brach Nosal Odom Atayra, Shialodom and Maila Isa Yenishiboilo. Imshia by Maila Isa Yenishla Suminash and Nivrolov, Alaravala Prisus. So Odom was created to have the Shleimus in both ends of it, not to lose the Shleimus that he has. That's why you keep getting these mishalim. You know, Chazon Yeshaya, Yoda Shor Kenehu V'Chamor Eves Bolov. A Shor knows who's his master and that. But why are you bringing all these rayas from Axel, from Chamor? Who's that? The answer is there's something there. In Adam, Akash Borke, the world that things keep the nature of what they are. And since the nature of Adam is to be Ruchni and to be Toiv, then he's meant to keep that. And he's meant to stay with that. And it should reflect it. V'medesh Amru, Kira Mach Mitzis Ese Nosin Sparkle Yisrael Neger Ivar Shal Adam. V'shasa Mitzis Loisek Neshasa Gidin Shab Adam. So in Adam itself we have both. Begama merges a pirusha kach. Raka merges nesa kolba Adam. Ka Adam aze yesh bo in dava nipla loiki. Be dava shubulti nipla hua guf. O the fikach oma shenosu amach mitzis ese mashlim yisa Adam teg evor sh Adam. Ki vorm im tsurosoi. She tsurosoi tselva lakim nipla kwa shbailu mailo. U kinega ze nosa amach mitzis ese mashlim Adam. Vinosna shasa mitzis loisa se gagidin shaloi. Shagin Enes Rasim, Avanoisin Kiyim Lugufadam, Achum Kuyim of Lishinu, Lafikachem Shasam Mitzis Loisa Se, Shaisa Odom Mitzad Gufa Minasena Roy, Vainsim Mitzad Odom. So, the Ramach Evaron Shasa Gidim work as follows. It's one of those things that we're used to a certain medical / biological structure in how we divide the different halakha Adam. So for us, Ramach Evarim Shasagidim are strange entities. Ramach Evarim are identifiable entities. They have certain requirements. Gidin are, they subsume different types of parts of the body, different tissues, that I think the best description would be connective tissues. So you would have, let's say, circulatory system, nervous system, sinews, tendons, etc. So these are things that none of it is an organ in itself, in the sense that it's its own mitzias and has a definable function, but each one relates to the entirety of the body to keep it good. In other words, the the circulatory system removes junk, brings food. The nervous system senses problems, sends impulses and messages, and so on. So the function of Aver is the hand, the finger does something, the eye sees something, and so on. The other one is a support system that allows it keeps giving it its I don't know, call it logistical support or whatever support you want to call it, to make it function, you know, to allow it to remain, to be. So one is keneged, so mitzvahs esa keneged machen varm, the shasad, the losa says are keneged that. I want to add another possible explanation why they are keneged that, keneged the connected issue. The boundaries, the mitzvahs losa say, map out the boundaries of a person. The connective tissue, in a sense, gives the boundary of the person. Each aver is an aver. What strings it together and creates the sort of perimeter of Adam is these connective tissues. It's sort of the circle that contains everything within it, and therefore it would fit this description. So he says, just another has, but why be there? The ein chilug rapsim loye bein zeh. So the Zohar HaKadosh's description of it being neged the etzem evori adam evorim versus gidin versus or simloy ein chilug rapsim loye bein zeh medish. Rak kiladas rapsim loye kol amitzias nechshav echad. So the reason Reb Simloy took a macro world and used that as a marshal, so we took Shemesh and Adam. We figure out how Shemesh and Adam. Well, the das hamedish Adam mitzias nivlatz my shoknayakro. In Adam itself, you can find both elements. You can find the element of the Evarim, which is the Pazipah, and you can find the Sagidin, which would be connected all of the problems or the Teva. Well, the Fika Chatoiri Negeshen Shal Adam, or the Asamedish Adam Mitzis Nid La'atzer Shal Hakol, or the Kach Shasal Isaser Machese Hakol Kneged Adam. So, Torah itself fits the cloliness of the world. Torah itself, in the big picture, includes the element, subsumes the element, Sai of Teva, which is, Teva is hallmarked by Shmiras HaKayam, and the Alteva, which is the ability to change and so on. The if you think about it, really deeply, everything about Adam can be explained by Teva. Not that we actually can explain it, but can be explained by Teva, theoretically at least. There's one thing that cannot be explained by Teva, and that is Koach HaBechira. By definition, Teva is something which is cause and effect. You tell me where the atoms are located and how much energy they have, and I will tell you what's going to be in 100 years from now. And that was the true, for a true believer in an absolute physical universe, determinism is an absolute. When we have today all sorts of subatomic phenomena like quantum physics, where things don't seem to have a cause and effect, and it could go either way without reason, we rebel against it. I mean, we can mouth it, we can say it, we can plug in equations, but we still hate it because it doesn't make any sense to us. So the physical Adam, the vast majority of Adam, is a physical entity. he fits well that description of Shemesh, and that's fine. But then when you speak about Koach HaBechira in Adam, that Koach goes beyond anything that is physical. Because by definition, Bechira is not given to a cause that must have a certain effect. If I put water to 100 degrees centigrade, it will evaporate, period. If I put it to 0 degrees, it will freeze, and that's it. That's true about everything, including about Adam, except for Koach HaBechira, which is defies that. The Roy Lomderm Eli says Shem Dvorim Gdolimot Ki Efshel Tov Yosef. The Im Shem Yosef Mukim. There's a lot more to this. I just can't write more because it's so deep. Ava Dvorim Elu Ein Sofik Vehem Lemisha Eidu Lomdi Vehem Seisha. It's clear. Vespor Oid Mokam Acha Vakol Shosh Echad Emes Gezet Tzedek Yitzir Paris HaChochma Oid Yisbar. So he keeps turning this, you know, keeps saying that all these inyanim are very deep and so on and so forth. Like upon him, it is a very deep inyan. This is an inyan that's koilo teva and beyond teva, non teva, whatever you want to call it, and that's all in Surah Sodom, incorporated. It's an understanding of the Shasa and the Losa Se. Okay, any questions, anything?
Just a quick question. Sure. On the paragraph Lefikach Kol Mitzvos Lo Ta'aseh Milchama Behem Nashim Gamken, talks about Nashim being potter for mitzvos aseh she'ezman groma because of Sura. But what about mitzvos aseh she'en ezman groma?
Right. So I would say if it's man groma means they really are very yotzim in Akteva, the Veshachet Sura, anything that's consistent. The Gemara says a special chavivis to mitzvahs that are mizman lizman. Anything that's consistent and constant is a little bit tevedic. So my assumption would be that in the world of mitzvahs themselves, mitzvah sase, you can make some distinction between the two types of mitzvah sase. That's my feeling.
Okay, great. All right, thank you.
So I guess next week is obviously not shayach.
Right. Next week's
Matzah Kippah, and so I don't know Sukkot. So I don't know
can we talk the week before Sukkot? I'm not exactly sure where we'll be yet.
100%. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
So Gmar Sima Tova, a good
thank you very much.
All the best. Sure. Bye.